Carrier selection process. After the decision has been made as to the mode of transportation to be used, attention turns to the selection of individual service providers within that mode. A major difference between mode and carrier selection is the number of choices available. In some modes, for example, road transport, there can be tens, hundreds, or even thousands of choices available for both short and long-haul cross-border transport. There are also many ocean and air carriers that serve major trade routes for intercontinental cargo movement. However, in the case of rail transport, many locations are served only by a single carrier. In recent years, the number of carriers in some modes has been shrinking due to mergers, acquisitions, and service area consolidation. Another difference between mode and carrier selection is the frequency of the decision. Carrier selection requires the transportation manager to be active and involved. Involvement does not always mean finding a new carrier, but it does require the transportation manager to monitor the performance of the selected carrier. Carrier selection is less straightforward than mode selection because of the large number of relevant factors to use in the selection process. Depending on the organization, this could be as few as 10 or as many as 100. An overall provider selection process includes these steps: clarify the requirements and the scope of activities, identify the type of provider being sought, locate and research potential providers, prepare a request for proposal, RFP, or invitation to tender, ITT, or equivalent, evaluate and compare responses, select a carrier and negotiate, finalize contract and contract terms and conditions, sign contract. Contracts are valuable to both parties, so it is no wonder that 80% of commercial freight uses contractual rates. The buyer gets a capacity commitment, a competitive rate, and customized services. The carrier gets a stable volume of business per shipping lane so it can plan labor and equipment.